Time now for your comments. Listeners wrote in appreciation of Renee Montaigne's story about her father, Bud Montaigne, and his experience at Pearl Harbor. In a letter to Renee, Katie Payne, a member of the Durham, New Hampshire Town Council, said, "I had to write to tell you that while I was marching in our local 54th Annual Memorial Day Parade, your piece was the talk of the town. Then I heard the second part about the opal ring and your mom and burst into tears. It took me completely by surprise. The story was so beautifully done and put such a very human face on something I've never emotionally understood." David Brisk of New York City left this message on the listener comment line.
"My tears, my applause, and my thanks to Renee Montaigne for sharing a family memory with the NPR audience and allowing us to understand the personal and the profound in all of about 15 minutes. Brava, Renee."
The story about the Cartoon Network's decision not to air a dozen of Bugs Bunny cartoons with certain racial stereotypes drew a diverse response. Charles Bunton of Mayfield, Kentucky wrote, "As a balding, chubby old white guy, I think all the Elmer Fudd cartoons should be banned. If one or two groups being offended results in banning cartoons they don't like, we should play fair with everyone. Or we could grow up and appreciate humor and not be so easily offended." Joy James of East Durham, New York, objected to the view of one expert who noted that the Cartoon Network did air episodes playing on stereotypes about Scots, French, and Italians.
"I was a little surprised and disappointed that one could list Scots and Frenchmen and their negative depictions in the same light as African Americans, Native Americans, and Asians, given that white supremacy is the issue really at struggle and the way in which it plays out in policies and social attitudes."
Send your comments to Morning Edition Letters, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. The email address is morning@npr.org.